We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Have we started yet? Are we ready to go? Oh my God. Now Boomer and Geo are off. It's only us. Beningon Roberts filling in for Boomer and Geo, the morning show. I'm all pumped up. Christmas Eve. Somebody asked me, what are you doing for Christmas? What am I doing? I'm paying. I mean, what? What do I do? I pay. Oh, my God. You know, bro. Hi, bro. How are you?
Hi.
Aren't you excited today?
I actually am.
I'm telling you right now. I think that we should. I think what we need is a new fantasy league. I am here today. And by the way, let me just say that we got two of the greats on the other side of the glass. We got Rosie Paul Rosenberg, the Renaissance man, Brian Riscona, looking very resplendent on Christmas Eve. We need a new fantasy league. Only officials. That's it. That's it. Because I'm telling you right now, I am so sick and tired of seeing Mike Pereira, of seeing Gene Steratore, of seeing Dean Blandino, and these guys with these dumb rules, because that's all there is in football anymore, is penalty after penalty. Oh, illegal contact. Oh, illegal hands to the face. Oh, pass interference. Oh, defensive holding. Oh, offensive holding. Wait a minute. Full start. We could go on. Oh, personal foul. On and on and on. And the bigger the penalty, the more points you get. Like, let's say... Let's say you get a 60-yard pass interference call. There, you look at it. You get 60 points.
60 points.
I'm like, come on. Jeez. I mean, let's go. I mean, it's unbelievable because that's what the NFL has become now. It has become a league of penalty after penalty after penalty, and the officials actually have more control over the games than the players and the crummy coaching certainly by my team, as we all know. But I am so disgusted, bro, of watching football, and I love the sport, but these guys, they just destroy it. And look, the Jet game yesterday, they deserve to lose. They blew a 14-0 lead, they blew a 21-7 lead, they blew a 35-20 lead in the fourth quarter. And, you know, Bulls can complain about the officials till the cows come home. You know, you got to win that game. I mean, you really do. And I know it doesn't matter. But, I mean, I am so sick and tired of watching penalty after even the Steeler game. How many bad pass interference calls were in that game? You sit there and you say, what's going on
here?
Well,
you had between game, the Eagle-Texan game, you had officiating potentially decide a game.
Oh.
And in that case, in both of those cases, deciding a game could mean deciding who's in the playoffs or deciding who has home field advantage.
Of course.
So these individual calls are so significant because of the impact that it has. Now,
it's unbelievable.
You liked it, I didn't. I don't need to hear a head coach who is gone
right
in Todd Bowles.
That's
gone.
Why he said it. I mean, that's why he said what he said.
I don't need to hear him bitching about the officiating because you've been here, Todd, for almost a half a decade. You haven't opened up your mouth.
No, you're right.
Now you talk about how we were playing, and I don't have as good of an imitation as G on Todd Bowles. If he was here, he'd do it well.
Does he do a good Bowles?
He actually does. You know, we played
two
teams.
We didn't execute.
Well, he did the whole thing. He did the whole we played two teams yesterday thing.
Oh,
well,
did
you know
he?
What, Todd? I got news
yeah,
for
did.
You. As a Jet fan, we feel like sometimes we're facing three teams,
including
and
him.
You're one of them.
Right, right.
But I just don't need to hear it from him.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, look, if you haven't been paying attention, yesterday was the blueprint loss in the Todd Bowles era. I mean, we have seen this game. Just in the last month, we've seen it. You saw him blow a game to the Titans they should have won. You saw him blow a game to the Texans they should have won. And you saw him blow this game yesterday they should have won. It is a textbook Todd Bowles loss. We've seen it over and over and over again. Penalty after penalty killing them. We've seen it over and over and over again. Terrible play calling, especially in crunch time, over and over and over again. The defense never, ever, ever. I don't care who the quarterback is. It could be Matt Barkley. It could be Aaron Rodgers. It doesn't matter. Over and over again, the defense not holding a lead with the game on the line. It's the same old, same old. This guy can't get out of here fast enough, bro. He shouldn't even be able to be allowed to go to New England, but they're going to let him do it. Can't get out of here fast enough.
It was perfect in so many ways. I mean, it really was, because that was the exclamation point on his tenure here.
No question about it.
And I know, and it's probably a small part, but in the back of your mind, you've been worried that the Jets were going to keep this
guy. Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
They're not keeping this
guy. Not after yesterday. No shot.
You know, you're a fan, and I saw this on Twitter yesterday, between the Jet fans that are, hey, they're competitive. They want to win. They want to win a football game.
No, the players are playing hard.
Forget the players.
We know the players. And the quarterback was terrific.
No, but I'm talking about fans. Players, of course, try to win.
Right.
But there's a grouping of fans that just want to win. There's a grouping of fans that say, give me the draft pick. I want to lose.
Right, right.
I'm a mix of both, in that when the game's going on, I want to see them win.
Of course.
When the game's going on, I want to see the defense get off the field.
Right.
When the game's going on, I want Sam Darnold to do his thing.
Right.
But when this game ended and I had a chance to reflect, it was perfect. It was perfect in that Sam Darnold continues to be ridiculous. The coach has, without a shadow of a doubt, put an exclamation point on his tenure here. He's gone.
No, he's gone. And there's no question
overall about it. I feel good about the future of this team, because I'm getting a new head coach.
Right. Yep.
And they have a quarterback. Yep. Sam Darnold, more than anything else yesterday.
How good has he been?
Was the story of the game for the Jets.
How good has he been since he has come back from this injury? Okay, let's be honest. They should have won all three games. They should have won them all. They should be 3-0 since he came back. They really should. He has been unbelievable. 6 touchdowns, 1 interception. Did not turn the ball over yesterday. 3 touchdown passes. His chemistry with Robbie Anderson now is really become. Anderson, all of a sudden, what's happened to him? Who lit this? The light went off in his head. You're seeing Chris Herndon looking like a real player at tight end.
How about that catch?
Oh, my God. Ooh. Down on the 4-yard line.
With
one-handed.
Contact
while he's going to get hit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
He saw the guy coming. He still made the play.
Yep.
I like McGuire. I think he's a good player. And they got something with him. They need more another running back for sure. But I like him. No doubt about that. The special teams have been as good as any unit. But they've been their best unit all year, the special teams. How good have they been?
Cousin Andre Roberts.
Oh, my God. How good is he?
He
almost won the game.
I know.
After he has the 100-yard kick return, he almost won the game with that kick return late.
I am aware.
Oh, my God.
I texted him after. I said, Cuz, you're doing your thing, man.
Not to mention they had a fake punt. How about that on fourth down? I almost fell down. That they did that. They recovered that fumble that set up a touchdown as well, the one turnover they got in the game.
Yeah.
They've been good.
You know, I was trash talking with a Dolphin fan after their loss.
Nice job by the Dolphins. By the way,
excellent work by Miami.
Let me kill the Dolphins here.
Go ahead.
And crush them. I want to just say this, and I'm wearing this for Eddie. It's for Eddie, all right? Because Eddie's not here.
Eddie Scazzeri.
I know I'm not as good looking a dude as Eddie. Eddie's not here. He wears his Merino jersey every Monday, win or lose with the Dolphins. So because he's not here, I say I got to wear my Namath jersey today. And, of course, we lost, but what's new? But let me just sit down here for a second now. Now you've seen enough
of
me.
Take a seat.
You've seen enough of me. This is for you. Eddie, because I love you, all right?
I hope he's watching.
Yeah, he's got better. He's sleeping is what he should be doing. I mean, you know, that guy works.
Or training one of the dogs.
Right.
Cleaning up a dog.
But to all the Dolphin fans out there, okay? Jastrzemski, Eddie, T-Roy, Steve. And we could go, on and on with all the big Dolphin fans out there. With the playoff shot still on the line yesterday, how do you crumble against the Jaguars like that?
Well,
how do you do that?
How is that possible?
And you want Adam Gase back? Give him an extension, 10 years.
Here's how you do it. You're not any good. You're not any good.
Oh, my God. I know they're not any good.
And this is the point. And this is what I said to Steve, and this is what I would say to any Dolphin fan. And who the hell are we to be cocky or arrogant about anything?
Well, it's the Dolphins.
But the New York Jets have a future.
Right.
They have a quarterback.
Amen.
And hopefully, with a good hire, they're going to have a head coach.
Yeah. Mike McCarthy.
Maybe Jim Harbaugh. We'll see.
Is he interested in the job?
Oh, we'll get to that. That's a big story this month. We'll get to it.
All right, Jim. Jim, hurry up, Jim. You don't want to coach. Forget. Don't even coach the ball game.
But the Miami Dolphins, and you could say this about the Giants too. This is the problem with the Dolphins and the Giants. What is their future?
Yeah. No, you're
100%. The Dolphins quarterback 100%. Situation, I remember we said this in August, and 100%. A few Dolphin fans argued it, and I stand by it. The Dolphins, to me, had the worst quarterback situation in the NFL as far as the now and the future. Well, what's changed? You have confidence in Ryan Tannehill? What, year 8's going to be his breakout year? So they have questions
year
about
eight,
quarterback.
That 2028?
They have question of quarterback, and they have a head coach that, sure, you want to say they overachieved? Sure, you could say that. But how many dumb decisions has Adam Gase made over the course of the year?
No doubt.
So there's that question of where are we going? And we'll get to the Giants. It's kind of the same thing. Who's their quarterback next year?
Yeah,
they had
a brutal
loss to Indianapolis, a game they should have won.
14-0 lead in that game, right?
The positive with the Jets is, as bad as yesterday was, quarterback, check, and hopefully a coach
and
if they make the right
and
hire.
$100 million in cap room and undoubtedly a top five pick. Looks like it's going to be at least a top three pick at this point.
Yeah.
At least.
Right now, they're at 4.
Oh, they dropped to 4 yesterday?
Yeah,
now?
Because of the tiebreaker, which is strength of schedule. They actually moved behind San Francisco.
Oh, did they? Okay.
So they're at 4.
All right. Well,
but either way, you're talking about, in all likelihood,
top 5.
A top 4 pick.
Right.
Maybe
right,
better, depending
right,
on what happens.
Right. Right.
The Giant loss yesterday was infuriating because it was a game you should have won.
Sure.
It was a game in which I thought they really missed Odell Beckham Jr. because the Indianapolis Colts were they basically said, we're not letting Saquon Barkley beat us, which is the right strategy to have.
Well, that's what happened in the Tennessee game, too.
And that's what's going to happen when you don't have a threat like Odell Beckham Jr. on the field.
You're right.
You're basically going to sell out and say, we're not letting Saquon Barkley beat us. And it got capped off by a dumb decision by Eli.
Go beat us, Eli.
Yeah, and Eli, of course, caps the game off with a bad decision.
Yep.
And now we're going to spend the next 5 months debating, is Eli the quarterback?
Right.
Who's
right,
the quarterback?
Right.
Is this guy the quarterback?
Right.
Hey, at this rate, go get Carson Wentz because
Nick Foles
is locking it down.
You know they're beating the Redskins. Now, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. You know, I mean, look, it's not crazy. I mean, Minnesota's got to play the Bears. So.
Depends on what the Bears want.
Yeah.
It really
does.
It does. Are the Bears going to play?
Well, can't the Bears, somehow the Rams lost next week.
Yes.
What are they playing, the Cardinals?
Yes.
So they're not going to lose. But let's say, they played the Cardinals.
No, they're playing the
Niners.
The Niners,
right.
Yeah.
So let's say something. The Niners are still playing football, but I don't think they're going to beat the Rams. But so if the Rams lost and the Bears won, the Bears would get the 2 seed.
Correct.
Okay.
But I don't necessarily know.
I don't think that's going to happen. But
I don't think it's going to happen either. And I don't know if that means you're going to still get that full motivation to win the football game.
Right, right.
When the odds are you're playing next week and the weird element of you almost decide who you're playing. You could play the Minnesota Vikings, who I'm a designated Bear fan because I made a very big bet on them before the season.
36-1.
36-1 just to win the NFC.
Was a brilliant bet, by
the way. Well, we'll see how brilliant it is.
Well, but it was. I mean, it's a good value bet. Why not?
It is, but I get nothing unless they actually win.
I can't see him winning in New Orleans, but we'll leave that alone.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, very.
It's not going to be easy, but
right.
I just want to get there. So I was thinking about this yesterday as a Bear fan, a designated Bear fan. Who the hell do I want?
DBF.
Yes.
As a DBF.
And tell me if you think this way. I don't want the Vikings. I don't want a team in my own division. I don't want to try to beat them 3 times in a row, potentially.
I don't know. I think I'd rather play the Vikings than the Eagles.
I know. It's almost a pick your poison kind of thing.
I think I'd rather play the Vikings. Instead, I would. If I'm the Bears, I would. I don't want the defending champion on a roll.
So lay down.
I don't want them.
Then they got to lay down.
They might. They might.
Then you get the Vikings.
They might lay down.
I mean, if
they
that's...
might. Don't you agree with that? I don't want to play Philly.
I actually would rather play Philly than Minnesota.
Really?
I'll tell you why. A couple of things.
That.
Nick Foles has been fantastic.
I understand.
You really buy the Eagles and not only going to make the playoffs, but they're going to go on another run?
I don't think I can't put that past them because they're the defending champions. If they, for that reason alone, and Foles was the guy that made the run with him.
No.
So if I'm the Bears, let me play this team that I know I'm very familiar with them. You know, let's be honest. You can say whatever you want about Kirk Cousins. Is he really getting excited about him? Seriously. If I'm the Bears, I would much
it's the division.
Rather play Minnesota.
If all things were equal, I'd agree with you. The fact that it's a division rival is the
all
thing
right.
that scares me a little bit.
See, I think that
that's
actually,
the aspect.
I think that actually helps the Bears because they're familiar
Why?
With him. They're more familiar with him.
I mean, look, you could look at it that way.
And the game's in Chicago. The game's not in the dome.
No, I understand that. I understand that. Either way, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
With
think
that
it's
said,
an easy...
if I'm the Bears, I got to play because you never know. What if the Rams do lose? Now you got a home. Now you're off.
And that's what I got to give the NFL credit. I know we rip them for officials and rip them for
this. That's a disgrace.
What the NFL does well is on this week 17, They put the games that matter to each other.
They're all division games.
No, but what I'm saying is they put the times next to each other.
By the way, did they flex the Titan-Colt game? Is
they
that
did.
The game?
Yes.
That has to, because that's a playoff game.
Right, and what they did is they moved Pittsburgh's game and Baltimore's game to that 4:25 slot.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, because they need the games at the same time.
Right.
Same thing with the Bears and the Rams.
I like that.
Because you can't have one game at one because it could impact the way you play it or coach it.
That's good.
So that, I mean, you could say it's easy. Of course the NFL should do that, but still, they're doing it, which is the right thing to do.
Right.
And it creates, you know, your typical weird and wacky week 17, a situation in which both the Ravens and the Steelers cannot both make the playoffs.
No.
It cannot happen.
No, only one of them is making it.
Only one of them.
Only the division winner is getting in.
That's it. So if the Ravens win their game, Steelers are out.
Right.
If the Ravens lose to the Browns, which is certainly possible.
Yeah, very possible.
And the Steelers beat the Bengals, which is more than likely.
Yeah, yes.
Then the Steelers survive and get in.
And that would be so Steeler-like. That reminds me of 3 years ago with the Jets. The same thing. They lose control of their own destiny, and then they get what they need to happen. You know, Buffalo beats the Jets. Pittsburgh wins their game, and they get in. And the way Cleveland is playing right now,
they're dangerous.
Look out for them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But ask yourself this, because I was thinking about this yesterday. Everybody hated. I actually liked it, I admit. But everybody hated Mike Tomlin's call on the fake punt.
Boy, I tell you, it's a tough to defend. Up 4 points like that with the playoffs on the line.
Why not? Go for it. Yeah. I don't want to give the ball back to Drew Brees. Yeah. Now, if your argument is just go for it in general and give Ben a chance to make a play, that's fine. But, dude, they were a half a yard short. It almost worked.
Defense played pretty well yesterday.
He's still facing Drew
Brees. Look, the thing I like about Tomlin, you know, he's got major chutzpah. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, he does.
Major, big time.
Big time.
He coached my team tomorrow. I was arguing with Malusis was killing him. I said, you know what?
For that call or in general?
No, in general. How do you not make the playoffs with this team?
Break.
Fine. I'm sending a car to pick up Tomlin now to be coach my team. I will take him over McCarthy. I mean, look, if I get McCarthy, I'll be doing a dance, but I would take Tomlin over McCarthy. Pittsburgh won't fire him. You know they're not going to fire him.
Well, hold on a second.
You think they might?
I'm not saying they will.
I don't see it.
And Joe, you were right about Coach Harbaugh. You had been saying for a while they ain't getting
rid of
him.
There's no way they were getting rid of him.
And it was confirmed over the weekend.
Correct.
He's coming back, so you can forget him.
Yep.
If the Steelers win or lose, doesn't matter. They miss the playoffs.
You think he's out?
And I think there's more of a chance of it than 5 days ago.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, would it really stun you if the Browns win and the Steelers still win the division?
It would not shock me. It wouldn't stun me at all. I'm just merely saying if the Steelers miss the playoffs,
because
you talk to Steeler fans right now, and I guess this shows all fans get sick of their coaches.
Right.
They probably echo what Moose said. He's overrated. Get rid of him.
Bring Tomlin in. He would immediately change the entire attitude of the building.
But you know, that's
entire attitude of the building would change.
That
with the Jets.
Fake punt, I get it. 90% of people hated it, but they hated it after it wasn't effective because it didn't work.
Yeah.
If it works, he's being hailed.
One thing about Tomlin, like I said, you know, whether you agree with that call or not, he plays the game to win. He plays the game flat out to win. He goes for 2 points, like he did in this game yesterday. He could have kicked the extra point in the second quarter. He went for 2 points. He got the 2-point conversion. He plays the game flat out to win.
Yeah.
And that's why you love him. You could say whatever you want about him, that they've underachieved this year. You know, I think the Le'Veon Bell situation was a problem with that team, even though, you know, I know it didn't really hurt him on the field with the way Connor played. But, you know, we got a break. Is that what you scream?
If in the Super Bowl, if in the Super Bowl that the Saints won, calm down back there. If the Saints.
I like the home run apple he's got on.
It's a great hat.
It's very stolen.
If the Saints Super Bowl, Sean Payton, you remember with the onside kick?
Yes.
Yeah. If that doesn't work.
Right. He's killed.
Everybody's
right.
crushing him.
Right.
This
right.
is a world in which it only.
No,
it's only good if it works.
He plays to win.
Look, it didn't work.
No, it
all
didn't.
Right? But I love the guts.
Yeah.
The only argument I can buy is if you say, look, give Ben. Ben was playing great.
He was
inspired because Cam Jordan's an ass.
Yeah, right.
Let him make the play. That's fine. I get that. But I love that kind of guts. I'm rooting, not just because I got another bet on the Ravens. I'm rooting for the Steelers to miss the playoffs because I'd love to see the Steelers mistakenly fire this guy.
That would be good.
I love it. Put him in the pool.
I'm in. I'm in with Tomlin. You know that.
No, I
just don't think they will. That's not
history's
the,
on your
right,
side.
It's not to steal
they
away.
They don't do that.
It's not to steal away.
No, you're right. But sometimes things happen eventually, you know? Things that don't normally happen.
I take
them
in a nanosecond.
We'll also get into the pursuit now of Jim Harbaugh that the Jets are on. We'll get into that more on the Giant game as they lost to Indianapolis.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.